Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome again to Food for the Journey. Today we celebrate the feast of St. John the 23rd, Pope John the 23rd. What a pope he was. The intro of Magnificat magazine says this: before he was elected Pope John the 23rd in 1958, Angelo Giuseppe Roncalli had served as a military chaplain and a Vatican diplomat in Bulgaria, Turkey, and France. He had ministered to war-wounded soldiers and helped Jews fleeing the Nazis obtain transit visas. As Pope, he convened the Second Vatican Council October 11, 1962, and that evening he told the gathered faithful, "When you head home, find your children, hug and kiss your children, and tell them this is a hug and kiss from the Pope. Give anyone who suffers a word of comfort. Tell them the Pope is with us, especially in our times of sadness and bitterness." He had the heart of Christ. He was reaching out, always reaching out to those in need. And brothers and sisters, as you've been hearing me say a lot this week, that's what God wants of us. That's what he asks of us, that we reach out to those who are in need. Almighty and eternal God, who in the Pope St. John the 23rd gave to the whole world the shining example of a good shepherd, grant that through his intercession we may with joy spread abroad the fullness of Christian charity. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. I encourage you to ask John the 23rd to pray for us. Pray to him and ask him to pray for us in the situations in which we find ourselves, where shepherds, to our great sorrow, have left the flock alone, deserted the flock, and sought their own satisfaction. Brothers and sisters, how the heart of Christ must weep, and how we weep. I will have much more to say, but let me just say for now, we've got to walk through this and walk through it together. And we've got to learn how to pray for the church and how to pray for priests. We've got to learn. I'm doing a lot of praying about it now. And at some point, I'm going to share with you some thoughts to see what you think of what we could do in our own little way to help bring justice and peace and salvation to many. How we could be part of Christ's work. That's what God wants of all of us. And again, I've said this a couple of times, I have much to say on this issue, but let me put it together first so I don't just give it to you in pieces. We look now to the reading of Paul to the Galatians chapter 3, verses 1 to 5. O stupid Galatians, who has bewitched you? Before whose eyes Jesus Christ was publicly portrayed as crucified. I want to learn only this from you. Did you receive the Spirit from works of the law or from faith in what you heard? Are you so stupid? After beginning with the Spirit, are you now ending with the flesh? Did you experience so many things in vain, if indeed it was in vain? Does then the one who supplies the Spirit to you and works mighty deeds among you do so from works of the law or from faith in what you heard? It's got to be in faith. It's not the law that saves. It's faith in God that saves and a willingness to follow him. That's what saves us. The responsorial psalm says, "Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior. Through his holy prophets he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies. He promised to show mercy to our fathers. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life." That's what God promised. But our problem is that we pick and choose what we want to accept and what we don't. And to be a true disciple of Christ means that we fully embrace him and his way, his word, his commands. And when we do, we have life. And not just life for a few years, we have life for eternity. Don't let the world suck you into its evil orbit. I don't know how else to say it. But it's seeking, ultimately, it attracts our desire for pleasure, our desire for success, our desire to be on the top. It seeks to gratify all our selfish desires. We want to take the desires of Christ. We want to receive from him the gifts of his Spirit to enable us to live those desires and to see them fulfilled in the towns and the cities and the countries in which we live. That's what we need to pray for. And we need to, in ourselves, we need to say, Lord, I can be drawn to this worldly desire or that worldly desire. I can be drawn to this and that, and it's not really bad. And it could be something like that. Not really bad, and there's no reason why I can't, but you get distracted, and your energy goes to things that are not of God. And right now, we need genuine disciples of Jesus Christ, sons and daughters of God, who seek to follow their Father in the power of the cross. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people. He's raised up for us a mighty Savior. Through his holy prophets, he promised. He made all kinds of promise. He promised us mercy. He's promised us faith. Why do we choose things that are fleeting? Because our flesh seems to have the louder voice. And that's what we have to ask God to help us with. Lord, may I seek what you want me to seek. May I learn to desire what you desire for me. May I gain strength to turn away from the desires that this world offers me and seek you. The Gospel of Luke today, chapter 11, verses 5 to 13. Jesus said to his disciples, suppose one of you has a friend to whom he goes at midnight and says, friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread. For a friend of mine has arrived at my house from a journey, and I have nothing to offer him. And he says in reply from within, do not bother me. The door has already been locked. My children and I are already in bed. I cannot get up to give you anything. Now, we might not do it quite that way, but in effect, don't we do that kind of thing? I'm so sorry. I would love to help you, but I really can't. Why? Because I don't want my personal schedule upset. I'm already in bed. The children are in bed. I don't have time for you. Sometimes there are necessities where we can't do anything. But what about a little inconvenience for the sake of someone's soul? Jesus wants us to open our hearts. He wants us to be willing to do what he's asked us, that many, many, many people may be saved. The Gospel of Luke goes on to say to us, I tell you, ask and you will receive. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds. And to the one who knocks, the door will be opened. That person who wouldn't get up, who wouldn't serve, sometimes just gets up because the person keeps persisting. Even if we're at that level, I'll do it just because I want to get that person off my back. If we're willing to do that, fine, do it. But that's not where we want to be. Lord, I want to do this because you want me to do it. Jesus says so clearly, when you turn to me, ask and you will receive. I'm not going to put you off. I'm not going to turn you out. Ask and you will receive. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. If I ask of God, I receive. I do. It might come in a different way than I expected, but I do receive what I've asked for if I receive according to his will. I will get it. Seek and you will find. Look at that promise. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds. The one who knocks, the door will be opened. And then I love this part. What father among you would hand his son a snake when he asked for a fish? What real father would ever do that? Or hand him a scorpion when he asked for an egg? If you then, who are wicked, wicked in the sense that we're imperfect, we do have wicked thoughts, we are tempted, we can be tempted to go off the deep end in wicked deeds. And that's why he says, if you then, who are wicked, know how to give good gifts to your children, because we do, then how much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? The Holy Spirit is the love of the Father for the Son and the Son for the Father. The Holy Spirit loves you. That love, in a sense, is embodied, is giving it flesh, and that's not it. It's spiritual. But that love is poured into you at baptism. That love is poured into you in the sacrament of confirmation. That love is poured back into you through the sacrament of reconciliation. You are infinitely loved. That's the truth. That's the truth. And that's what we want to open our hearts to receive. John the 23rd, whose feast is today, John the 23rd knew that. He had a heart for the poor and the weak and the suffering. He had a great heart. He wrote in part, O Jesus, divine food of the soul, this immense concourse turns to you. It wishes to give its human and Christian vocation a new and a vigorous power of interior virtue, and to be ready for sacrifice, of which you were such a wonderful pattern in word and in example. You, Jesus, are our elder brother. You have trodden our path before us. O Christ Jesus, the path of every one of us, you have forgiven all our sins. You inspire us each and all to give a nobler, more convinced, and more excellent active example of Christian life. O Jesus, our true bread and the only substantial food for our souls, gather all the people around your table. Your altar is divine reality on earth, the pledge of heavenly favor, the assurance of a just understanding among peoples, and of peaceful rivalry in the true progress of our civilization. Nourished by you and with you, O Jesus, people will be strong in faith, joyful in hope, active in the many varied expressions of our charities. Brothers and sisters, John the 23rd gave us a prayer. Jesus, feed us. Jesus, guard us. Grant that we may see the good things in the land of the living. Jesus, help us to be what you want us to be on earth. Brothers and sisters, please open your hearts. He wants to use you for the salvation of many, far more than you understand. Draw close to him, pray daily, and he will lead you. God bless you. Hello, brothers and sisters. This is Sister Ann Shields, and I want to encourage you, if you would like a free copy of my booklet, Faith More Precious Than Gold, which we need right now, you can receive that by calling our 800 number, 1-800-282-4789, or you can simply go to renewalministries.net/FFJ. May God bless you.